Yeah, hi, this is your host, Amir Afzal, and today I have a topic. The topic is how do you control your anger? So if we see anger, it's a state of mind, and it gets triggered due to something that's either in your instinct or something, things that bother you a lot, and it eventually makes you very angry and you get annoyed, and it increases your temper, and you start abusing, and you lose yourself, and you get insane. So how can we control our anger, and how did I control my anger, basically? So the thing is, when you're angry, most of us, they forget why are they getting angry? Because when we don't know the why of things, we always get into problems. And once we know those whys, once we know the root cause of being angry, things can get better. So what happens with me in my past, I was very short-tempered. And I used to get angry at very petty, small things. If I told someone to bring in something, and if he didn't bring, like one of my friends, because I'm very sort of a supportive guy, I always do things for others. So in that way, I always want others to fulfill my request then and there. And if it doesn't happen, it does make me very angry. And if somebody is not treating someone in a good way, that also makes me angry. And if there is no discipline and people don't follow the rules and they break the rules, that also makes me angry. But the thing is, the right now, I'm much of a better person than I used to be, because I almost killed up my ego and rigidity that I had before, and over the years I have become a very sort of a calm and cool-headed person. I don't get angry a lot, and I just try to control my anger as much as possible. So what did I did? I actually started to think why is it that I lose my conscience and myself, and I get so angry, and I verbally try to say things that I should not say in the first place. So I kept on trying to figure out why I keep doing this. And once I got to know, and once I actually tried to figure it out, what kind of thing that was, what was irritating me, or what was the element that made me angry. So once I came to know, the issue, once I thought through it. Because you have to think through things. If you don't think through things, things will never get easy for you. So I just gave it a thought. And then I started to realize my anger was nothing but a mere frustration that I just used to expel out. My anger was just it was just a reason to make myself to make myself present in the moment, or to make others aware that they need to care about what I am. So, but the thing is, anger never solves any thing, and they say never fight in anger. And because once you are angry, then you are not the person you are. It's the anger that destroys your complete personality, and it makes you a very ridiculous person. So, but to control the anger, it's for most of the people, it's very difficult, because I see people getting angry at such petty issues. I mean, seriously, because, and one of the reasons people don't are unable to control their anger is that they have lost their patience. And if you don't have two qualities in yourself, which I believe should be present in every single human being on this planet, and that is like, if you don't have patience and tolerance, I mean, you are totally a miserable person, because you don't have the ability to just calm down for a moment. Like, if you have to wait in a line to, like, to get an order from a restaurant, or for, like, you are standing in a line, and if you are in a hurry, so why are you in a hurry in the first place? Because one is the thing, like, when you lose your patience, you get angry, and another thing is, like, when you start to, because anger also happens when you start to feel a lot of stress, and in that way, you need to find out why you're getting so stressful. Like, what is making you stressful? Why? And once you're angry, you are not actually in the moment. You are somewhere in some dimension, and you don't know actually where you are. You just try to enforce your anger on others so that things can go in your favor. But anger has never helped anybody in any way, and anger is really of no use. So what you need to do, you need to just calm yourself up. Like, it's okay. Like, you have to tell yourself, like, it's okay, things happen, and it's gonna be all right. Even if it's not, like, it's still gonna be all right. Or even if it doesn't, if things don't go your way, it doesn't matter. You need to be patient, because patience is the key to anything in life, and it helps you to be a better human. And what I see, people don't have the patience, and patience is one of the one of the root of being angry. And we humans should try to see why are we getting angry, like, what's causing us to be so bad and annoying. And so the thing is, we need to be very tolerant. Even if somebody says bad to us, doesn't matter. We should have the guts and the ability to digest every single thing. So what? It doesn't make any difference. Because anger can never help you personally, and it leaves a scar on your personality, as far as I have seen in myself. And right now, I'm just such a calm person, and maybe from my tone, you see, like, I'm one of those persons who just ignores a lot of things, because ignorance is bliss. I know somebody might believe in this quote, and someone might not believe in this quote, but that's not the case. Like, sometimes you can use a lot of quotes to try to understand some other things in life. So we need to calm ourselves down, like, relax. Because if our minds are not relaxed, we cannot do anything, and we are out of focus completely, and that's why when you're in angry, you'll make everything a mess. Like, if you have a glass near you, you'll break it, or you throw. If you have your mobile, you might throw it on the wall or something. Like, we shouldn't be doing that. Like, So you need to, we need, we, everybody has to see for themselves, like, why do they get angry and why can't they try to overcome it? Like, just for a second, just think about it. And if you keep a habit of just thinking, like, wait a minute, like, once you get angry, like, you should, like, tell yourself, like, just stop, wait a minute, why are you so angry? Like, what is the cause? Like, you just need to be your own judge. Like, just keep asking questions. Because asking questions is another way to get to the root of the problem, or in this case, it's the anger. So once you ask questions to yourself, things will get easier for you, and this will help you to become a better person. And once you become better, your people around you are gonna see the change in you, and this might help them change as well. And you can then relate yourself, relate your experience, like, what did you do, like, to overcome your anger? So even like sometimes I do get it doesn't because being a human, we are all of filled with emotions and feelings, and anger is a state of mind, it's a feeling. And but what I do, I don't actually take it out of myself. I just keep it inside myself. Even if I'm very angry, I just keep it in myself. I don't even try to show it from my facial expressions. I just keep it inside because I have endless patience in me. And sometimes if things doesn't go my way, I'm inside. I'm all calm. I know if things don't go my way, it doesn't matter. Life has to move forward, and that is it. Because life is always in a constant motion, in a forward motion, and what has happened, and we should always wait for the better day. Because after every dark night, there's a dawning day, and this is how life is. So why do you have to be so angry? So why can't you control your nerves when you should be? So this is my message for the day, and hope you guys have a great weekend, and hope you guys can improve your control on your anger, and hope you guys can feel better. Like, because sometimes what happens, like, people are they get angry on their anger also. So this is also a case. So just try to think it through and ask yourself a question or a series of questions, like, why do you get angry? And hopefully somewhere down the line, it may take some time, because nothing happens overnight as a personal change. Because for a change to come to you, you need to be in a you need to have a complete like a, it should be a daily practice for you to if you want to really change yourself. And once you make it a habit of thinking, what makes you angry, and you'll realize, like, a lot of things in life, I mean, they're not so big the way we tend to think about them and get so angry about them. So this is my podcast for today, and hopefully I'll come up with a different topic next time. So have a great weekend, all of you, and see you later. Bye-bye.